you miss an hour of this show, you miss a lot. You miss a lot, baby. If you missed the first hour of this show, you missed a comparing and contrasting of the default settings, if you will, of Jesus and Muhammad. Shame on you if you missed the first hour of today's show, or the hour, any show, of On the Edge with Theron. This is where you come for truth, justice, and the American way. The piece we read, Jesus and Muhammad Debate, was by William Federer, a real smart man. And this is a well-written piece. You can find this posted on WorldNet Daily. WorldNet Daily. Also, if you're interested, William Federer has a book out called What Every American Needs to Know. I'm sorry, he has a book out called What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran, History of Islam and the United States. Fascinating read. Should be talking about stuff like that in government schools / public schools. Public schools, I'll tell you, more and more, it's just getting harder and harder to talk about anything meaningful that isn't controlled by a social scientist, or shall we say, let's call them for what they really are, government social engineers. Government social engineers. You know, in Germany right now, people are leaving Germany because the state can take your children if you choose to educate them in the home. If you're a homeschooler or you put your child in some type of an alternate school other than the government school in Germany, they will confiscate your kids. Hudsonville, which is up near, Grand Rapids? Yeah, I think it's near Grand Rapids. Hey, isn't Hudsonville where that incredible diner is? It's not? Okay. There's a diner up there near Grand Rapids. Rockville. Hudsonville, anyway. After a week of deliberation, Hudsonville's mayor says the city will keep a reference God in its mission statement. The mission statement says in there, they've got something, strive to serve God. Just try, is what they're saying. Just try and serve God. They're not saying you have to. They're saying, strive to, if you should choose to do so. It's just implied. Anyway, an activist group says Hudsonville is violating the separation of church and state by having the phrase strive to serve God in the city's mission statement. The statement approved in 1995 says the city commission and administration of the city of Hudsonville, this is in Michigan, strive to serve God through the strengthening of family and community life and are committed to excellence in providing quality municipal services. Now, what the heck is wrong with that statement? Nothing. That's their mission statement. So you can read the whole mission statement over off of, this is a story that comes from WZZM13, which is that's a West Michigan's news and weather station up there. If you get to their site, you can see this story. Anyway, a Wisconsin-based group, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, these are a bunch of whack jobs that could just go about minding their own business and nobody'd say much of anything one way or the other about anything, but they chose to make a big deal of this. They don't even live in Michigan. They sent a request to Hudsonville Mayor Don Van Dosler on February 11th, to remove the reference to God, stating that it violated the separation of church and state. Well, no, it doesn't. No, it really, really doesn't. I'll tell you what. Let me reach over here into the Full Metal Jacket nuke-proof attaché case of the blues. Okay, you ready for this? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. That is the first, then there's a comma. That's the first statement in the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America, comma, and it says, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And then there's a semicolon, and it says, or abridging the freedom of speech. Let's stop there. That's, I guess you could argue, the first half of the First Amendment. And all that says is that the Congress of the United States, this is in black and white. You're a constitutional attorney, you want to argue this? Give us a shout. Because if you're on any side other than the fact that this does not fly in the face of us as people being able to say in some type of a mission statement in a municipality the word God, you're dead wrong, dead wrong. Now, let's take a brief tangential leap. Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton, should either of them be elected president of the United States of America, they're going to appoint some Supreme Court judges. And the Supreme Court judges they appoint are probably going to be pretty damn close to ACLU attorneys. And the ACLU is the twisted, anti-American, villainous force that essentially twists this First Amendment all around so that you can't have the word God, which is so benign and so simple, in Hudsonville's mission statement. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. That means that no senator shall go in and propose and then vote and pass a law saying you have to be a Muslim or you have to be a Christian. That's what that means. It doesn't mean because somebody was driving a school bus to a Catholic church or some kind of religious church, and I don't know the exact ruling. I'm not a legal scholar. I don't play one on the radio. But the Supreme Court interpreted someplace in New Jersey, somebody was driving kids to school, and it had something to do with public funding, and thereby it had to do with they were promoting a religion. And that was the ruling, in essence. That's insanity. That's frickin' insanity. So, Hudsonville now has a group in Wisconsin, Freedom From Religion Foundation. They're after them. We have a godless constitution, and we have a secular government, and we have public officials who have taken an oath of office to uphold that secular constitution. Actually, that's not true. There's another untruth slash lie. This is according to Annie Laurie Gaylor, president of the group. Using their office to promote their own personal beliefs, that is a violation of the rights of conscience to the citizens of Hudsonville. You know, anybody that gets involved in this kind of a thing in the first place has something deeply wrong with them. Nobody in Hudsonville is saying as soon as you cross the state line, you got to grab a Bible and start screaming, hallelujah, amen, and I accept Jesus as my Savior. Nobody's saying that. And nobody's saying that in Hudsonville, as soon as you cross the state line, you got to start saying om. You know, or you got to start hanging out with the Dalai Lama. Nobody's saying that you've got to strap on a hijab, deny your body vitamin D when the sun shines. Nobody's saying that you have to go onto a rug and pray five times a day. Nobody's saying that. Nobody. So you've got people like, what's his name's name, that insane guy that calls himself a preacher, but he's not really a preacher. Barry Lynn, he's another whack job doing the same kind of evil work out there. What they're trying to do, it's so abundantly clear. If you're not a Christian, that's your own damn business. Do whatever you want to do. But stop trying to rain on the parade of people who choose to embrace Christianity. And the fact that this nation was founded by Christians. And the Constitution definitely references a God and a creator. Stop letting these people control the debate and the argument. You don't hear enough of this in the lib press. You just don't. You don't hear enough of this at school either. Because you can't. In your government school, you can't. Well, Monday, the city's mayor decided the phrase will stay. Did you hear that? The mayor said, screw you to the atheists. He said the city was founded on Christian values and principles. This is according to Brian Karsten, owner of Hudsonville Floral and Gifts, says the mayor is representing the majority. So the city was founded on Christian values and principles. I would uphold that and agree with his, talking about the mayor's convictions and our convictions. We don't spend any money for religious purposes only. It's just a statement in the mission statement. Do you realize how important this is? You think this is some blow-off little thing? Oh, this is crazy. Okay, it's a line. And if your whole society is going to hell in a handbasket, and you're being eaten away. You're being chipped up and eaten away, and what's happening is you're being turned into European secular progressives a little at a time. And guess what? Guess what? One of your presidential candidates, would-be president, Barack Hussein Obama, is a would-be European secular progressive. He wants to hasten that. You know, he's talking, he hasn't come out and said it yet, but he will shortly after he gets in office. He's actually talking about talking with world terrorist leaders, talking about no preconditions to talk with Raul serial killer Castro or Fidel serial killer Castro. No preconditions, just, yeah, the President of the United States might talk with them. And what's the statement? In fact, I outlined it here someplace now. Well, I'll find it. But he is firing back at President George Bush for accusing Obama of wanting to meet with hostile world leaders. Bush is right. He doesn't want to elevate the leader by allowing them to meet with the President of the United States. We're not going to have an equivalent of Madeleine Albright dancing the cha-cha with somebody the equivalent of Kim Il, whatever his name is, over that midget with the bouffant hairdo and the stack heel shoes, surfing for porn right now and drinking scotch in Korea while his people eat dirt. We're not going to have that happen again if we can help it. And that's why you have to de-elect as many Democrats as you possibly can, especially of the lib type. You want to elect as many Democrats as you possibly can that are of the Joe Lieberman type, but de-elect all others. Obama, when Bush said he responded to Obama talking about meeting with Cuban leaders. And Bush said, "I'm not suggesting there's never a time to talk, but I'm suggesting now is not the time to talk with Raul Castro." Bush told the White House news conference after being asked about Obama's willingness to meet with the new Cuban president. And this is when Obama was asked about this, I think, in Texas. U.S. President George Bush on Thursday sharply criticized foreign policies advocate by Democrat frontrunner Barack Obama, saying it would be a mistake to meet the leaders of Iran and Cuba without preconditions. Or swiftly change the course in Iraq. This is what Bush is saying, because Obama's hinting around / saying that he would meet with, let's talk with the Iranians, let's talk with the Cubans. And so Obama quickly fired back, "The American people aren't looking for more of a do-nothing Cuba policy that has failed to secure the release of dissidents, failed to bring democracy to the island, and failed to advance freedom for 50 years. Actually, that's not our policy. That has nothing to do with our policy. And if you're going to be a would-be president, you should probably come to your senses and realize that has nothing to do with our policy. The fact that there are still dissidents in jail, the fact that there's no democracy on the island, and the fact that that is a hellhole down there, just a complete hellhole, governed by a communist maniac, has all to do with Fidel Castro's policy, not the policy of the United States of America. And now Raul Castro. Society's going to hell in a handbasket. And if the dumbest of us, the dumbest of us, the stupidest of us, the bordering on retarded of us, the politically inept of us, elect Barack Obama as president, you're going to be in for the roller coaster ride to hell of your life, baby. You're going to have ACLU attorneys on the Supreme Court. They'll be dragging the people of Hudsonville, Michigan, into jail because they have strived to serve God in their city mission statement. Don't doubt it. I'm Theron. You're on the Edge.